These can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have on this program each and every day. It is our prayer and our desire that it is informative, it is beneficial and a blessing to you. And so let me encourage you to call others each and every day, ask them to join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. In John 8:31-32, the Bible says, and it's Jesus speaking to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117:2, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." As we face the issues we're talking about today, should America strike Iran? Are we witnessing the alignment of nations spoken of in the Scripture for the last days? I believe we are. That's what we're going to talk about today in this broadcast. Let me remind you, the telephone is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion today. Let me remind you, though, as we face the issues, we need to stick to truth and understand what truth is. And it's the truth book. Of course, it was George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And I find that to be very factual and truthful, if I can say that, use that term today, as we face the issues. I'm looking at an article that should be concerning for each and every one of us. This article headline says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." And yet in the body of the article, it says 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have but one truth. You can't have anything that's outside of that. You can take a half-truth, and it makes a whole lie. And we need to recognize that. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said the decline of America is based on the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the issue today, should America strike Iran? That's what we've just done. In fact, let me read you a note. It's the words from President Donald J. Trump. "We have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites in Iran. All planes are now outside of the Iranian airspace. A full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site." That's the nuclear site. "All planes are safely on their way home. Congratulations to our America's great warriors. There's no other military in the world that could have done this. Now is the time for peace. Thank you for your attention to this matter. End quote. From Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, that's truth. And listen, for many, many, many years, president after president after president has talked about the danger of Iran, what needs to be done, how it needs to be handled. But no one, until President Donald J. Trump, has had the backbone, the tenacity, the spine, the integrity to do what needed to be done many years ago. Biden did not do it. Biden encouraged the nuclear development. Obama did not do it. Obama encouraged the nuclear development. Bill Clinton could not do it. He didn't have a backbone to stand up against Iran and face them off as President Trump has. I could go on and on and on. We need to go back to the fact that truth matters. 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus said this: faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That ought to be our modus operandi. That ought to be our program, our plan, our mindset, our attitude, and all that we do. And this is what is so needed in American political front today. This is what's needed in the denominational dogma that you hear today. There needs to be truth. When it goes back to whether it's political, whether it's civil, social, whether it's Christian, biblical, or otherwise, truth matters, and we need to stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for the individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the Beltway of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have a brand new day, a new era, a new hope, a new America, I believe, as we see today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of your political or denominational or spiritual position, we must thank the Lord for the job well done. I'm talking about the strike on Iran, the bombs not bursting in air, but bursting on the ground. It's a mission accomplished. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we have a safer world today as a result of President Donald J. Trump and his authorization to destroy Iran's nuclear program. Listen, today's Marxist media and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party are going stark raving crazy over the decision to destroy Iran's nuclear program. Listen, you would think that the left, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democrats, you would think that they're on another planet. You would think that they're un-American. By the way, just a couple of two or three months back on our LED marquee out front on the campus of the ministry here, I asked the question, can Democrats be real Americans? The media went bonkers over that. Just a couple of weeks later, even on the Hannity show on Fox News, Hannity was saying that Democrats cannot be real Americans. And we're finding today, when something was done, a stand was taken to defend America, as we stand to defend Israel, we're finding today that the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party are evidently on the other side of the field. They're the enemies playing against us. They're the enemies trying to undermine what we're doing to protect our nation as we stand today. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I believe that every patriot, every conservative, every Christian needs to be thanking the Lord for the job well done. Now, perhaps you say, well, you know, that's expanding the war. It just may be. But it could be the very tool that was needed to block Iran from getting the nuclear weapons to destroy Israel and to threaten the entire world. And keep in mind, Iran is the promulgator of most, if not all, of the terrorism around the globe, especially coming against the nation of Israel and America and other God-fearing peoples around the globe. I believe we have a caller on the line. Kenneth, go over the call, please.
Yes, sir. I do not think that Democrats are Americans. They're not for the Republic. They are not. And thank God for Donald Trump, because if Smiley would have got in there, she wouldn't have did nothing. She would have let Iran go ahead and make them nuclear weapons. But her Smiley behind Kamala Harris, I call her Smiley. Kamala Harris would have let them go ahead and develop that stuff, man. That's my opinion.
Well, listen, you're exactly right, Kenneth. But here's a question I need to ask. As we see what the Democrats are saying and doing, and their response, even AOC and Bernie Sanders and one of the rhinos called Republican now saying that they're going to introduce a resolution to seek impeachment of President Trump. What do you think about that? Should that be a process? Should that be done? Or should we just sit back and laugh at them?
I sit back and laugh at them. They cannot do anything. We are, number one, we're supposed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and Iran want to destroy Israel. The apple of God's eye, come on now. Come on. It's not going to happen. And thank God for Donald Trump being in there.
Well, had Trump not been in office, we'd have already surrendered the ship. Had Trump not been in office, we would have already noticed a total major decline in America, with the enemies around the globe coming in, with the socialist Marxist news and others would have come in and undermined even more than we're seeing today in our nation. So we need to be thankful for President Trump. And that's what I said earlier. We need to say thank you, God, for giving us President Trump. And now, I realize that according to the scripture, we cannot place our faith and trust in man. In fact, in Psalms 146 verse 3 in Psalms, put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. But we need to understand that God placed President Trump in office to do exactly what I believe he's doing today. So, Kenneth, we need to pray. We need to keep looking up. We need to keep asking God to protect President Trump. Listen, I believe that what we have witnessed through the Iranians and their nuclear possibility being thwarted, and hearing on the horizon where we have nations now aligning, and I'm going to talk about that further in the broadcast, all of the nations that we see in Ezekiel 38 and 39 and others are now, if you please, circling the wagon, setting up their defense and coming to the defense of Iran and saying that we're going to help you, we're going to buy you oil, we're going to supply you nuclear weapons that's needed. That's what Russia is leading other nations to say and do. This is the reason I say we're witnessing the alignment of nations today. So, Kenneth, let's keep praying, keep looking up, and thanking the Lord for what we see God doing through Trump. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'm with you. I'm so pleased and so happy that our president has taken action where I think the last four Hillary even said that Iran should not be allowed to get an atomic weapon. Clinton said that. It's on and on. But the only one that had the chutzpah to take them out was Donald Trump. But, Dr. Youngblood, you've raised an excellent question, is why do the Democrats do all these treasonous things? And if you don't understand why the Democrats do what they do, that's a litmus test. You're not stupid. That's why you don't understand it, is because you're of a sound mind and you're intelligent. So that's a a good IQ test that if you don't understand what they're doing, that's because you are not a stupid individual.
Well, one of the things, Tom, you're exactly right. And a little parenthetical footnote to that. I get excited when I see God's hand, God's word come to fruition. And listen, Russia is now reaching out to Turkey. Russia is reaching out to all other nations. And Russia has already said, in fact, Russia and their people just met with the ambassador from Iran in Putin's conference room, where Putin made an absolute declaration and commitment that they would continue to furnish the nuclear material that's needed and the nuclear devices needed for them to continue their nuclear program. I find that,
oh my gosh,
I find that absolutely not frightening, but exciting to me, because when you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia leads a five-nation coalition to come against Israel, and when you recognize today the nations that are coming together around the, the fact that they're protecting or coming to the benefit of Iran, it is absolutely understandable as to what the Scripture says. It is amazing, because all of the nations that are coming together are just, let me say, I've got an article here that I believe would identify what we're talking about in relationship to that. It lists all of the nations that are now coming together and saying that they're going to stand with, here it is, here's the article says, Turkey airs deep concern as Saudi Arabia, Russia, condemned the U.S. strikes in Iran. And it goes on to say, Saudi Arabia says it's condemned the violation of sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Iraq says Iraq's top regional ally, Iraq, issued a stronger statement openly condemning the attack of Iran, Israel against Iran. Iran's proxies, those that are the Houthis, officially warned that they're going to have a response to the U.S. strike. Turkey says it's deeply concerned about the possible consequences of the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. The regional conflict and escalation of the global level, they say. Then in Egypt, Egypt echoes these concerns. Egypt's foreign minister condemned the escalation of the war, warning it threatens to have serious consequences against Israel and America. Amman says, condemned the escalation, et cetera, et cetera. And I could go on and on and on. And then Russia's at the top of the list. Lebanon, Pakistan, international organizations. The globe at this moment, Tom, literally is coming out in opposition to America as to what we've done to protect the world against a rogue nation with rogue terrorist organizations that wants to destroy Israel and wants to destroy America. What say you?
Yes, Doctor, I'm glad you can't keep shouting death to Israel and death to America without repercussions. You know, Japan didn't do that to us. They just did a sneak attack. But my goodness, when you're openly threatening a nation with destroying them, isn't that a declaration of war? Doesn't that carry some kind of repercussions? And I really think that the reason all these Islamic nations are against this attack is because they want the Islam to have an atomic weapon. They want them to pass them out like candy, and that reduce anything that we can do. That's really what it's about. It's all about what's in it for me. They're not about peace. But did you see where there's one nation that has nominated Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize?
I read that article, but I've forgotten. What nation was it?
I don't remember, but it's not Somalia or something like that. It's a good-sized nation. But also, do you know Turkey has a very, very large army? And they could be a problem.
Well, Turkey is very, very vocal right at this very moment. They're vocal against Trump. They're vocal against America. They're very vocal against any attack on Iran that we've just seen with their nuclear devices and implementation of war that's just been destroyed by American bombs. Turkey is totally against America doing that. And when you understand that Turkey is one of the five nations that's in the alignment in Ezekiel 38 and 39, falling Russia, those five nations, Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria, and we're watching the alignment of nations coming together. So, Tom, one of the most serious questions is, how should Christians view this? I'm finding, and I said to my wife this morning, as I was talking about what I do on the broadcast, I said, it's amazing that for the most part, I would venture to say 95% of Christians or more are unaware of what the Bible says, unaware of seeing the hand of God in the alignment of nations. They're unaware of it. What say you?
I think you hit the nail right on the head. Most of them don't really believe they go there to have their ears tickled. And they don't really put a lot of stock or credibility. They just, it's a social group, and they don't really take it to heart, which is saddens me. But I thank God there's men like yourself that read the scriptures and interpret, and you do see that the end was forecast by the Jews. So that's the way I look at it. But I think America's gotten a short reprieve with Donald Trump. I know eventually this honeymoon will get over, and we'll go back to world dominance by one man.
You got it right. In fact, one of the things you touched on, that AOC, Bernie Sanders, and I believe it's Tommy Massey, which is in name only Republican, wanting to introduce resolution to impeach President Trump. Listen, they're saying that he violated our Constitution. So, Tom, I know that neither of us would be considered constitutionalists as far as the academics of it, but where in the Constitution has President Trump violated our Constitution?
There's a law, is the War Powers Act, and it says that it has to be, war has to be declared by the Congress. But president after president has went around that and gotten by that, but that's where that stands. Somebody has to make a decision.
Well, Tom, you mentioned that the War Powers Act was, I believe, passed as legislation. It was either 1973 or 1976. The War Powers Act is in total direct conflict with our Constitution. It's never been proven to be constitutional. It's never been heard before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I believe this might be an ideal time for that to happen, because the War Powers Act of 1973-1976 is unconstitutional, because it says there that the president must come with hat in hand, I'm using this hypothetically, hat in hand, say, please Congress, can I protect America? And that is contrary to the Constitution, because the first, foremost, and main responsibility of the president is to protect our nation from outside intervention and or inside enemies either. He's to protect us, and that's what he's doing. And so I believe that he stands on solid ground with being obedient to what the Constitution says and his authority therein. But all we can do is keep praying, keep looking up, asking God to intervene, give safety and protection for our president as he continues to defend us from both domestic and foreign enemies. Tom, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today.
Bless you.
I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, three quick points. I believe the nation that has nominated Trump for a Nobel Prize of Peace is Pakistan, believe it or not. And then another point is that all of these nations that are condemning the Trump attack, they're saying that publicly to appease their friends and enemies and all that, but privately, they very much agree. That is the opinion of several experts on Newsmax. And concerning the Democrats, I have said it many times since I was first, I guess, on your show years ago, that the Democrats are the enemy within. They are trying to destroy us, so we should treat them as foreign enemies, that they're enemies. So we're at war. We cannot be dealing with Democrats in a civil trials. They should be tried in military trials because they are betraying, being traitors, helping the enemy, promoting the enemy actions. And that goes all the way back to even Nixon, who was a friend with Kissinger, who opened up China. Now China is our biggest enemy. Not Russia, but China is our enemy. But bigger than China is our Congress, which is filled with Democrats who are communists and globalists, and Republicans who are mostly rhinos.
Derby, you're exactly right, and I think that's they're anti-America, they're anti-Trump, they're anti-Semitic, and as a result of that, we could call them anti-America, anti-Constitution. I'm looking at a headline, Derby. Putin and his allies say countries now ready to supply Iran with all nuclear weapons. Former Russian president, the deputy chairman of the Security Council of Russia, said Sunday that President Donald Trump has pushed the U.S. into another war and that countries are now ready to directly supply Iran with their own nuclear warheads. The enrichment of the nuclear material, and now we can say it outright, future production of nuclear weapons, we will continue to supply. A number of countries are ready to directly supply Iran with their own nuclear warheads, end quote. How do we respond to that as a nation? How should Trump respond to that? How should Christians view this?
As soon as the weapons or the materials or whatever is delivered to Iran, we just bomb it again. So we cannot bomb Russia when they're in transit delivering it. But once it's in Iranian soil, bomb the hell out of it.
Well, Derby, one of the things that I find that's not frightening, but it shows the end result. The Department of Homeland Security, I'm headlining, Department of Homeland Security just issued a heightened threat alert for all Americans after the U.S. attack on Iran. And it goes into deep detail in relationship to what will take place. And here's the bottom line. I think the number that one statistician had laid out was over 1,500 of the Iranians that have been brought into America, unvetted by Joe Biden. I think the number was like 700 and some out of those are ready and in hiding, ready to stand up and start attacks against America from within. That's the end result of the Biden administration, that we now have been infiltrated with the enemies within. And we're already witnessing across America and right at this moment around the globe where there's the anti-America demonstrations taking place, and some of these that the judges have forced Trump to release that were the anti-Americans that were waging instigation of anti-America and war thoughts now have been released back on the streets doing the same, I would just say, voice that we hate America and America needs to be brought down. How should we respond to those in America today that are standing up? Should Trump continue to deport them, arrest them? Should we allow that? Is that American? Is that the way we're going to see America being taken down because we do not do what we need to do with the enemies within?
We need more deportations of any foreign people, whether with a work visa or illegal. Just keep deporting anybody who doesn't smell right. And if they don't like it, so be it. Trump is going to be criticized no matter what he does. So he might as well be criticized with a good reason by the Democrats. That's it.
Absolutely. Well, Derby, you're on target, and I'm thankful for you. Keep looking up as we see what God is doing through Trump. We need to keep praying for him, looking up at the realization that God's bringing it together, just as he said in his word. Thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue today, the alignment of nations. And when I say that, I'm talking about the alignment of nations as we see in the scripture for the last days, those nations that line up with Russia to come against the nation of Israel. It shows us, ladies and gentlemen, that God is still on the throne, that God is still in control.